Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Honestly, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today. I've just been walking along the beach thinking about what I'd say, and I'm kind of coming up blank. So I guess I'll just start at what's happened in the week since my last episode. And it really was an episode. It was an emotional episode. I was probably the most anxious that I've been in a really, really long time. There were a lot of external circumstances. You know, a lot of stuff was happening around me, and I was responding from this place of worst case scenario, you know, just preparing for the worst, which is a lifelong pattern for me. And something I'm looking to work on, I guess. But it was really worst case scenario, and I'm talking like this wasn't just worst case scenarioing small stuff. I had so much stuff going on. Literally almost every person close to me had big shit going on. Health stuff, marriage stuff, life stuff, for me, home stuff. Like, there was just so much going on, and it got way too much for me to handle. And I had considered going to the doctors and going back on a mental health plan. And if my anxiety reaches that level again, I'll absolutely be doing that. But my God, it was such a reminder of how, you know, doing this Make Some Noise things, this Make Some Noise podcast, and speaking to therapists, but also having a lot of people pitch me ideas for the show. And not all of them have been the right fit, because I'm really talking about creativity and self-expression, not, you know, diet and exercise and finding purpose and mindfulness and meditation, though all of those parts absolutely have a role in mental well-being. You know, my Make Some Noise show is specifically focused around creativity. And also around the concept that, you know, while we can heal for sure, I don't know, like I've had a lot of pictures of people who have overcome their depression, overcome their anxiety. And it's not the message that I want to share. Because sure, sometimes I absolutely feel like I've overcome it, you know, and I felt really pretty good of late. Not a lot of anxiety. And sure, I've had a lot of feelings, but there's nothing wrong with feelings. For me, it's the lack of feelings that's the problem, when I shut down emotionally. That's when shit starts to go awry for me. But the idea that we just overcome something? Like anxiety? How do we know? We won't know until the day we die and we've never lived another anxious day. So I think like sweeping statements like that can be dangerous, because it also denies us the gift that anxiety can bring. I mean, it's a fucking hideous thing, but it is also a gift. You know, the anxiety for me last week made me look at what was actually really important. It made me realign with my values, because there was one aspect of my life where I really wanted to be truthful about a situation, and to protect people around me, I wasn't. And seeing the internal struggle that causes for me, because I really do take being in integrity very seriously, and being honest very seriously. And when I'm hiding, I can't feel in alignment when I'm hiding the truth from people I care about. And so, but then I also recognized last week that I needed to speak my own truth around this. I needed to speak my own truth around how it felt for me and how it was impacting me having to hide something from somebody else. So, yeah, there are a lot of gifts in allowing the anxiety, in accepting it. Because I don't think we necessarily can overcome it, because like life showed me last week and the last few weeks, we can think we've overcome it, but in those moments where life is going our way, it's quite easy to overcome, sometimes, to overcome our hindrances, if you want to call it that. I don't even know what to call it, but it's much easier to think we're living anxiety-free when things are going our way. But when life piles an incredible amount of bullshit on top of you, then, and we don't know day to day what's going to unfold. We don't know what's going to happen today. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So for me, it's not about overcoming anxiety. It's not about overcoming mental health challenges. It's about having some level of acceptance of them. And like I said last week, sinking to the bottom, you know, like actually really going into them. Feelings can be fucking terrifying. And I know that from personal experience. I was so afraid of feelings that I had completely shut them out until I was numb. And the feelings became even more, it wasn't even like they were even on my radar. I didn't even really know what they were anymore. But if we can give ourselves permission to just accept those feelings and actually be in our anxiety and our worry and our concern, instead of dismissing it, instead of shutting it down, instead of going into avoidance, if we can feel them and we can get support, this is a really important piece, having emotional support, you know, really having emotional support for us. Because it's that helps me move through this, where before I would have gotten stuck in this. I would have gotten stuck in the anxiety. It would have caused me to go into another depression, and I would have been stuck there. But having the emotional support around me, having people who are like, it's okay. Having people I can express, because for me, for some people, talk therapy is not the be all and end all, but for me, expressing my emotions, expressing putting a voice to what I'm feeling really helps me to see it and be in it and then move through it. Because we've probably all heard that saying, emotion is energy in motion. It's constantly moving. It's just sometimes we get stuck in it instead of allowing us to move it. And that happens when we repress our feelings, right? When we get stuck in the feeling and repress it. So, yeah, the last week has really been me being very emotional. Lots of energy in motion, let me tell you. But I do feel like I've come out the other side right now. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I've got some big stuff happening today. And there's just some level of acceptance now. There's some level of, okay, well, this is just going to be what it's going to be. And yes, an outcome might be disappointing. It might not be what I had hoped for. But honestly, I don't really have that level of control. And I struggle when there's no level of control. When things are out of my hands, I really can struggle with that. And that's where my anxiety comes in, when I feel out of control. But I guess what I do have control over is my level of acceptance of what is. And I may come back next week and be a miserable mess because things didn't work out. Or I could come back excited and joyful because things have. But I don't really have much control. There are things I can control, and there are things that I can't. And that acceptance piece doesn't just go to acceptance of where we are. It goes towards acceptance of what we can't control. You know? At some point we have to hand it over. And I feel like for the most part, that's what I've done this last week, is practice surrendering to life every day. So yeah, surrendering to life is not as easy as it sounds, but I think it's worth it. So I guess my invitation for you this week is just to have a look at an area of your life where you are holding on really tightly, where you are really brutally attached to a certain outcome, and seeing if you can practice surrender to life, seeing if you can practice being okay with what you have right now, because what you have right now is what an older version of you once wanted. Okay, that's it from me today. Until next week, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.